Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're joined by the head coach of Clarksville football, Darren Bolin, as Clarksville falls tonight in their season opener. Falls on Friday night in their season opener to Edgewood Colesburg. And Coach, a tough road matchup to begin the season. Your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, it was a tough matchup. You know, Edgewood Colesburg has a great program over there, and he's a long ways away, you know, and they were a good team. They were a better team. They were faster than us. They had a lot of speed, multiple guys. You know, when we tried focusing, taking one guy away, they would go to another guy. So they did a great job of mixing things up.
And for your team, what it looked like offensively trying to work against a physical team like that, entering the year as a ranked team and eight player?
Yeah, we just couldn't get anything going on offense. We kind of hurt ourselves, had some turnovers early, and we stalled out a drive deep in their territory too. And, you know, it wasn't that we didn't play bad on the offensive side. It's just that we just couldn't finish it. And, you know, that's kind of what sometimes happens in that first game. But we just couldn't get anything going.
And for your defense, facing a team that really runs the ball well, what you can learn from that as you'll face teams that are similar to that caliber the rest of the year, especially in district play?
Yeah, you know, we're just going to have to be able to put more pressure on the quarterback, being contained in the quarterback and putting pressure on the backfield and making it easy for our DBs, because our DBs are young. We've got two sophomores starting back there. And, speed's not our big number one thing right now, so we got to be able to contain that.
And for your team entering this year, Nathan Moon back to help lead your offense. Strides you've seen from him, actually seeing him in game action now.
Yeah, you know, he's kind of started where he left off last year. You know, and he was our main guy tonight. But you know, it just it all starts up front, and we just couldn't get anything going. So it was a tough night for him, a tough night for everybody.
And for your defense, learning to face a team of that caliber, what it looks like in practice, looking at film and things like that, to be even better next week facing another physical team.
Right. You know, I mean, we just have to get physical, more physical. And we've been stressing that all preseason, that we have to get more intense and we have to have guys flying to the football and just being athletic, you know. And we didn't see that a lot tonight. We were the nail more than we were the hammer tonight. So you got to just give credit to Edgewood Colesburg. They were just better than us.
And you had mentioned playing with more physicality. Is that a mindset that one has to take on, or is there things in practice that you can challenge your players through to build that up?
Well, we've been challenging them for the last 2 weeks, you know, doing some different drills to kind of get that mentality. But you know, it ultimately goes back to them. They got to turn it on, and they got to be able to want to study and fly around. So just have fun, you know. There's it's kind of something that they want to do.
More with the head coach of Clarksville football, Darren Bolin, right after this on the Coach's Corner. And welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're once again joined by the head coach of Clarksville football, Darren Bolin. As Clarksville will remain on the road, they'll take on GMG Green Mountain Garwin in week two. And your Skyview thoughts on that matchup, Coach, a team Clarksville knows well. They're out of the Iowa Star Conference.
Yeah, you know, going back to last year, we played them. They played us one heck of a tough game. So they're getting better, you know, and it's a game that we just can't overlook. And we're going to have to prepare hard for the week and be ready for them.
And coming off a game like you did on Friday night, what it looks like for your team going into another game week prep, just kind of putting that game behind you and looking forward.
Yeah, you know, it's just this is a district game, so this means a little bit more than that first game. You know, we're gonna take a look at the film and see where the areas that we need to improve on and emphasize those this week, and We do have a JV game too coming up on Tuesday, so that's going to kind of shorten our week a little bit. But you know, we just got to come back and work hard.
And entering your second week compared to your first game week, what you would say the difference is as you progress forward now that school is back in session and you have your student athletes balancing more than they would have during the off season?
Right. You know, it's just there's a lot on their plate. And the second week here, we're just going to have to use first week's film and take a serious look at where we're at and where we need to go and what we need to do to get better. And we need to do that on both sides of the ball. You know, I told our kids tonight that, you know, giving up 65 points in an eight-man game, that happens a lot. But when our team only scores 14 points and we feel that our offense is going to be our strength, I mean, that's going to be an issue. So we got to take a look at that and see how we can improve.
Balance looks like between time looking at film and then time actually out on the field, seeing it physically on making those adjustments.
Yeah, you know, we'll sit down Monday. You know, I'm going to give them, you know, the whole weekend off and come back late on Monday, and we'll watch film and then go out on the practice field. But it's something that hopefully that they're going to be able to watch all weekend. We'll put that on huddle, and hopefully they come to practice on Monday.
The adjustment that it's a shorter prep week with the holiday, the Labor Day holiday on Monday.
Yeah, you know, we'll practice on Monday. Just the short week is going to be that we have a JV game on Tuesday instead of Monday. So, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday is usually our hard work days, and that's going to change up a little bit. But you know, it's just something that they're just going to have to overcome and realize that, you know, we still got to go to work.
A fun question for you, Coach, as we wrap up our conversation here. Does your team have a tradition before kickoff weekly that you typically do that really gets them prepared for kickoff?
You know, not really. We just kind of emphasize, you know, kind of go back to, you know, what got us here, and that's the hard work in the weight room, and we just need to get our confidence going, knowing that the time that we did spend in the weight room is helping us out. And that's something that our kids, you know, we're young, but they haven't grasped that yet. So we gotta get that going.
Final thoughts, Coach, as your team looks to bounce back in week two with another game on the road here as this season rolls on.
Yeah, you know, we got a great group of guys, so they'll bounce back. They'll come back this week, and they'll work hard and get focused and work for that first win.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you and the team as you take on GMG in week two.
All right, thank you.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of Clarksville football, Darren Bolin, for joining us here on the Coach's Corner. More is next.